This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Negotiators at indirect talks between Iran and the United States on rescuing the 2015 nuclear deal have weeks, not months, to reach an agreement, European powers and the talks coordinator said, as negotiations adjourned on Friday for at least 10 days. Officials say the talks have made little progress since they resumed more than 2 weeks ago for the first time since Iran's hardline president, Ibrahim Raisi, was elected in June. Tehran's envoys have sought sweeping changes to the outline of an agreement that had taken shape in six previous rounds of talks, leaving the negotiations largely deadlocked, while Western powers warn even more loudly that time is running out to rein in Iran's fast-advancing nuclear activities. The United Nations said on Friday, Lebanon's spiraling economic crisis is causing abuse against children to soar and is putting one child out of two at risk of violence. Quote, one in two children in Lebanon is at risk of physical, emotional, or sexual violence as families struggle to cope in the country's deepening crisis, the UN Children's Fund said. A new report released by UNICEF showed the number of cases of child abuse and exploitation handled by the agency and its partners shot up by 44% over the past year. Quote, with stress simmering at home, a lack of regular school routine during COVID-19 lockdowns, and a decline in social services, at least 1 million children in Lebanon are at risk of direct violence, it said. Lebanon defaulted on its debt last year as a result of financial mismanagement and corruption, and other new governments have not been able to enact significant reforms. This is VOA News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday the United States has seen proposals from Russia to start talks that could help defuse the crisis over Ukraine and is speaking with its European allies and partners. Russia said on Thursday it was ready to send a government negotiator, quote, at any moment to start talks with the United States on the security guarantees it is seeking. Psaki told reporters on Friday, quote, there will be no talks on European security without our European allies and partners. Ukraine and the United States say Russia has moved more than 90,000 troops within reach of the Ukrainian border and may be poised to invade, which Moscow denies. Russia says it feels threatened by growing ties between NATO and Ukraine, which wants to join the alliance, and the possibility of NATO missiles being deployed against it on Ukrainian soil. At least 199 people have been killed in Sudan's restive Darfur in tribal clashes over the past 2 months, medics said Friday, urging the government to stop the bloodshed. The clashes, triggered by disputes over land, livestock, and access to water and agriculture, have hit several parts of Darfur since early October. The Independent Doctors Committee said 199 people have been killed, most of them shot dead. Quote, there are no concrete steps being taken from any side to stop the violence. The state is absent, as well as the justice system, and police are nowhere to be found, it said in a statement. According to the International Organization for Migration, the violence has displaced more than 83,000 people. The United Nations Refugee Agency said on Friday clashes between herders, fishermen, and farmers in the far north of Cameroon have driven at least 100,000 people from their homes in the past 2 weeks, creating a humanitarian emergency. The UNHCR estimated that more than 85,000 people have fled into neighboring Chad in recent days, while at least 15,000 people have been forced to seek shelter within Cameroon. Quote, indications are that displacement into Chad has accelerated, said a UNHCR spokesperson, adding the agency and humanitarian partners were rushing to deliver life-saving assistance. 44 people have been killed in fighting and 111 injured, according to the spokesperson. Chad is home to nearly a million refugees and internally displaced people. The clashes broke out in early December after disputes between herders, fishermen, and farmers over dwindling resources, according to the agency. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.